Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two and recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They are what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope in connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today, I want to begin a new series called The Adventure of It All. The Adventure of It All. And this is appropriate focus as we begin 2020. You know, we've never been here before. It's a new year, and we're going where we've not gone before. And all the ways we can look at this is through a lens of fear, or a lens of excitement and adventure, if you will, and to say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take risk, and I'm going to find what 2020 has for me. And, you know, it really is something that starts internally as a choice and a continual choice, and just, again, adapting this kind of a way of life. Life is an adventure, not to be something dreaded and afraid of. You know, this is a good connection that we are to kind of nurture inside of us and mature our desire and our heart cry for more of life. You know, the heart cries are so important because the heart is crying to be satisfied, to be fulfilled, to be free, to take risks, to do more, to be more. And so, you know, this thing of adventure excites me. I like to see my days, each one as an adventure and to be like a child. You know, there's a song that I like very much. It says, "May we never lose the wonder." You know, that childlike part of us that is, you know, wanting to discover something new and be excited about it. You know, last weekend we were up in Paso Robles, California with some dear friends, and they took us to this show, a display of lights, the largest display of lights in the whole world. And it was acres and acres of lights that kept changing colors, and it was a sea of lights. And it just brought out the child part in us as we just said, wow, look at that. Just the incredible imagination of someone to create that and see it come to fruition, you know, and so many people, you know, enjoyed it, and I certainly did. I believe, as I say each week in our intro, life is meant to be a journey that takes us into all the more of life. Into all the more of life. It's like a river and not a pond that is stagnant. It just is a movement. And we have to learn how to be in the river and lose some of that unhealthy control of fueled by fear and learn how to surrender in the river. And that's where our spirituality comes into play, that God will be in the river with us. He is the river, so to speak, and will take us where he made us to go. And that's the best place and the most fulfilling place for us. You know, life is an adventure that will take us where we've never gone before. It's so important that we face that reality and maybe the fear of it even. It's up to us to make the decision and keep making the decision to go for it and to go forward. So here's some quotes. I always like to look at quotes. You know, I go to Google and say, you know, quotes on the adventure of life, for instance. And here's some great quotes. One author said this, "Daring to live fully, living the length and width of your life." Another one, Henry David Thoreau said, "Do not lose hold of your dreams or aspirations, for if you do, you will, you may still exist, but you have ceased to live." Isn't that good? I'm going to say that again. Do not lose hold of your dreams or aspirations. If you do, you may still exist, but you have ceased to live. You know, Mark Twain said this, "Most people die at 27. We just don't bury them until they're 70 or 80. Mark Twain said this too, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowliness, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, and discover." Isn't that great? Here's another one by Ambrose Redmond. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. And Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." I like that. And then lastly, a man named John Shedd, "A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are built for." Isn't that great? And here's a great song by Coldplay, and it's called "The Adventure of a Lifetime." You know, and some of the lyrics are this: "Everything you want is a dream away. We are legends every day." That's what she told him. "I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart beneath my skin. I feel my heart beating. Oh, you make me feel like I'm alive again, alive again. Said I can't go on, not in this way. I'm a dream. I die by light of day. And then turn your magic on." To me, she'd say, "Everything you want is dream away. Under this pressure, under the weight, we are diamonds taking shape. We are diamonds taking shape. If we've only got this life, you'll get me through. If we've only got this life and this adventure, oh, then I want to share it with you." Enjoy this song. It's a real good one.
Oh,
way of an intro today, we'll have a number of weeks on this, the adventure of life. We'll look at it in different kind of ways, but in the way of just kind of summing it up today, you know, adventures are events, dramas, and stories into which individuals and communities are swept up into uncertainty. In an adventure, we become players in a larger drama that unfolds as we go. And so again, here's the control part. We just take one step at a time. And we're not looking to look a whole lot beyond that, because many times when we think we know what's going to be certain way down the road, it changes anyway. And so it's foolishness to think that way. And so we enjoy more of the present when we're focused on the adventure of today. And we get more out of life as well. And we can be a greater influence today because we're present in the day. And another point is this: there is no real control over the beginning or end of the journey. We must simply choose to see it through or to opt out. We cannot fully predict where the adventure will take us. We do get to shape and direct the final outcomes through our action or non-action. So it's a constant choice. And we did a series on life choices, you know, choose life or death, choose, you know, blessing or curse. You know, we all have made choices, some good, some bad, and we realize that each choice has a consequence, good or bad, according. And so, you know, this is a choice to live in the adventure of it all, as opposed to being cautious and afraid and just trying to kind of protect ourselves or control ourselves from something unknown happening in our lives. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks as we talk about this, the adventure of our lives. And, you know, I just want to personally encourage you, you know, as we start this year, let it not be a mundane kind of reality. Sometimes we get robotic in life, don't we? We just get up and do the same old, same old. We're creatures of habit. Our routines are kind of like, you know, setting the path for our lives, and we need to break out of that. We need to know a new freedom, an inner freedom first, and then to be able to see, even in the predictable days that we might have in work and our responsibility, there's still unseen things that will bring us into that adventure that we can learn and grow and become and share our life with others and be spontaneous in ways that we've not known before. So I just want to encourage us. You know, we have a whole blank slate of 2020 ahead of us, and how are we going to live this? How are we going to live it out? And so this is where our spirituality comes into play, because I believe God wants to be the ultimate companion to help us do life. He never made us to do life alone, and he wants to be our helper, our guide, our shepherd, all the images that we see in the Bible. And he wants to take us there into the place that will, again, be an adventure, be a wonder, be something that excites us and causes growth in our lives and influence through our lives. So here's another song that's really good by Aerosmith, Fly Away From Here. Here's some of the lyrics. Looking for a way, maybe now, maybe in a day, because nothing's going to change if we stay around here. We got to do what it takes, because it's all in our hands. We all make mistakes, but it's never too late to start again. Take another breath and say another prayer. Fly away from here. Our hopes and dreams are out there somewhere. We won't let them pass us by. We'll just fly. Enjoy this song.
We got to find a way. Yeah, I can't wait another day. Ain't nothing gonna change if we stay around here. We gotta do what it takes, cause all in our hands. We all make mistakes, yeah, but it's never too late to start again. Take another breath and say, and fly.
I like that song. It's great. So I'm excited about this series on adventure look forward to the next weeks ahead. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230 or come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket. At 9 o'clock, we have a community breakfast, and many of our homeless friends are with us and enjoy it, and we enjoy each other and gotten to know new friends in the neighborhood. And have a Christian gathering at 10 a.m. right after the breakfast, and you're free to join us for that or not. And we're just trying to be followers of Jesus in Laguna Beach, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. We look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy, upscale vintage clothes for women and men. Profits from the store help us help people in Laguna to come into a new season of life. Have a great week.